We know in Judaism that God is perfect. If God is perfect, then everything he does should be perfect. If I am a programmer and I write code, if I am a perfect programmer, this code will never have any bugs. The program that I'm creating will not have any faults whatsoever. The only reason why a program like this has faults is because I'm imperfect. If I'm a contractor and I'm building a house, and if I'm perfect, then the house will be perfect. The only reason why we have imperfect houses is because people are not perfect. So this is with us who are imperfect. But if God is perfect, then everything he creates should be perfect. So here comes a question. If we look around this world, we see a lot of imperfections. This world is far from perfect. If we know that God, who is perfect, created this world, why is this world imperfect? But in reality, there is a lot of, unfortunately, evil things in this world. There are a lot of evil people in this world. There's a lot of evil happening in this world. There is a lot of bad things which are bad according to the Torah itself, and they're happening around us. How can a perfect God create a world which is so far from being perfect according to the Torah itself, what he describes being good or bad? So the answer lies in the Russian saying, "Pol raboty дураку не показывают." You don't show an unfinished product to a fool. This world is not finished yet. Why? Because when we speak about God creating this world in 6 days, God did not complete the entire world in 6 days. He brought it to a stage where this world can develop itself further and bring itself to completion. God did 99% of the work and said, the last percent you guys do. And this is why he gave us Torah and mitzvahs. Torah commandments, mitzvahs, are the tools that we have to bring the world to its completion. And this world will come to its completion when Mashiach will come. This is when this world will be perfect, because then it will be the way it was originally designed. Now, the question is, why did God do it this way? God could have perfectly himself made this world the way it was meant to be originally, without us. I have a sukkah which made out of frame and canvas going around, but it's a very easy to put up and very easy to store sukkah. And I was advertising it a lot to all the people who were just buying their first sukkah, because it's easy to handle. And I would always tell people how easy and simple it is. And people would ask me, how long does it take for you to put it up? And I would tell them, if my children help me, about 2 hours. If they don't, 1 hour. When your children help you and your project because of that takes double the amount of time, why is it called help? Why are you asking them to help in the first place? So for a few reasons. Number one, because once they are helping you, they're involved in the mitzvah, it's a good thing. You want them to participate in the mitzvah. Number two, it's exciting for them. It's a positive experience for them. It's a teaching moment. Besides for that, also it keeps them busy, because if your kids are home from school and they're left to their own devices while you're building sukkah, it's going to take you 1 hour. But when you'll come back home after that hour, it's going to take you 5 hours to clean up whatever they did over there. So keeping your kids busy is a very important thing. And then there's also a very important reason. After they build the sukkah, they tell everybody who comes in there, I built it. And they treat it, if something spills on the wall of the sukkah, they're screaming, don't spill it. How can you do it? It's sukkah which I built. I'm telling them, it's sukkah, it's outdoors. It's raining outdoors. The animals running by. No, but you can't touch the sukkah. I built it. They treat it as theirs. They feel connection to it. They feel a sense of ownership. Why is it important? Because it's a mitzvah that they feel they are in charge of. It's theirs. They treasure it. We know that people who win the lottery become multi-millionaires overnight, and then they use all this money and they become poorer than they were before they won these millions. Why is that? Because this money came to them out of nowhere. They feel no connection to this money. It's not theirs. Anybody who earned the same amount of money is going to treat it completely differently. But people who have it just coming to them, It's not theirs, and they are totally not even paying attention to how it's being spent. So we want this mitzvah to be theirs. We want Sukkah to be theirs. They should have connection to it. So now comes the question of why did God make the world incomplete, or why did he give us the job of finishing it? And the answer is exactly the same as why I have my children build a Sukkah with me together. Number one, it keeps us out of trouble. Could you imagine what I would be doing all day if I would not have mitzvahs? Oh boy, you can't even imagine. I feel bad for the whole world if I would be left to my own devices without God keeping me busy. Number two, it is an opportunity for me to learn, to grow. It's a positive teaching moment for me. But number three, it makes me feel like this world is mine. It's my world. I have connection to it. I make it better. How do I make it better? By doing mitzvahs. So that's what God gave me to do mitzvah for. God gave me mitzvahs to make this world better. I can look at it and I'll say, well, but it's only one mitzvah. I am one of 7 billion people in the world, and it's only one mitzvah out of 613. So one mitzvah, one person, what will it do? So the answer is, right now in our house, we are finally replacing this low voltage control system with newer Lutron devices. The electrician's working over there already for a whole week. He told me it'll be a 1 day project. And in the middle, he is taking out all these wires. He has to reconnect them. He wants to do them one by one, but for some reason, the system doesn't allow to do it. He has to take all of them out. And they are all marked. He color coded them, put numbers there. And he told me, Rabbi, lock this door. Nobody allowed to walk in there. Because if one of these wires is going to get mixed up, if one of the markers that he put on his wires is going to get lost, we are all going to be in big trouble. So I can tell him, it's only one wire. You have thousands of them here. It's only one wire. Big deal. Big deal. You'll turn on your lights and then your sun pump will start working. So obviously, every wire is very important and every mitzvah is very important. And that's how God is giving me my chance to fix up this world. So here is the most important part. You come to someone else's business. You're just visiting somebody there. And you're watching how this business is run. And you see, this guy is really not doing his work properly. And this guy is sitting over here doing nothing. And this guy is sitting using this software. Really, the software is outdated. You know, I don't know why he's even using it. And you look at it and you'll say, okay. If they'll ask me for my advice, maybe I'll tell them something. Who am I to say anything anyway? Let them do whatever they want. It's their business. And you walk away. Now, you walk into your own business and you see the same thing. This guy is sitting there wasting his time. This guy is using a wrong program. This guy is doing his work, but he obviously doesn't know what he's doing. What do? You're going to step in and you're going to fix every one of these problems. So this is what God wants our approach to this world should be. It's our world. God gave it to us to bring it to its completion. If I see something wrong in this world, I could look at it and say, oh, this God did such a bad world. I don't know why is he even bothering. This is wrong and that is wrong and this is terrible, that is terrible. That's if I'm walking into someone else's business. But if I come into my own business, if I look at this world as my project, I am a partner here. God made me a partner in this business. I walk in and see something is wrong. Boy, will I jump in that second to start fixing it. That's exactly how God wants us to treat this world. I have to fix it with what's called in Yiddish, seichel. I have to do it smartly. Sometimes jumping in and yelling at the guy who's doing something wrong won't be very helpful. Sometimes threatening somebody that you'll fire him tomorrow also is not the best way to go. You need to fix things smartly. Sometimes it takes time, it takes roundabout way, it takes a different approach in different situations. But if you see something wrong in this world, it needs to be fixed. And then there's another interesting thing that the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says that according to the Torah, if you are a partner in someone's business, now the main partner is supposed to provide for your expenses to do your work, And then you have to get share of the income. You have to get paid for it. If you are coming to me and asking me, become my partner. Becoming my partner will involve doing this and this and this work. I'm saying, who is paying for the tools that I will need to perform this and this work? Obviously, it has to be calculated somehow in the math of our shareholding, the math of our income, and the math of our profit. So the Rebbe says that if I look at myself as a partner of God, and I'm seeing God, you made me into your partner. When I was born, you made me into your partner. And you told me that these are the things I need to do as a partner. I need to have my share of income. I need to get paid for it. So when you come to God, asking for something, it's a whole different request. God, I'm your partner. You have to provide for my work. Whole different ballgame. So become a partner.